you're gonna make me cry. You're gonna make me cry. Oh, don't make me cry. You're gonna break my heart. You're gonna break my heart. Whoa. Don't break my heart.
Don't break my heart.
Love may bring happiness. Love may be here today, it may be gone tomorrow. Oh, don't make me cry.
Don't make me cry.
I'm gonna leave you alone.
Terry Gillespie, Don't Make Me Cry. Yes, great way to start the new year here on Van Cleek FM. Our very own Terry Gillespie, local legend and international blues singer. So fortunate to have him as one of our neighbors here in Van Cleek Hill. Just one of the many, many attributes of this tiny little village on top of a hill in Eastern Ontario that punches way above its weight. And Terry Gillespie is one of the reasons why. Anyhow, my name is Jean Sarrazin. I'm here with you until about 8 o'clock this evening when my colleague and cohort in crime, Sean Cooley, takes over with Van Cleek Cooley. You know the program. He's been doing it since last May, I think, and has been developing a faithful following, a loyal following. 8 till 10, Sean will be on the air tonight with Van Cleek Cooley. And he and Eddie will be talking about New Year's resolutions and whether they're a good idea or not, and whether you should actually make a New Year's resolution. So it'll be interesting to see what they have to say about that time-honored tradition of making New Year's resolutions in the new year. Anyhow, back to our program from 6 to 8 this evening. We have a few guests lined up for you, and I'll be telling you about them in the coming minutes. But first, let's try to liven up the mood a little bit here with Ashley MacLeod from her most recent CD, Hold Fast. Thank you. number one from Hold Fast, Ashley MacLeod, Cutting Bracken Strathspey, Cutting Bracken Reel. That was a lively beginning to our show. Thanks for that, Ashley, and we'll be coming back to her in the coming minutes. Somebody made the comment recently that I was kind of being repetitious with my music on the show, and although I admit that it's true, I don't apologize for it. I sort of made a commitment for the first 2 hours from 6 to 8 on Vanklig FM that I would be playing local music as much as possible, and that's my commitment, and I'm trying to do it, so inevitably it's going to be a little repetitive. We have a whole bookshelf full of CDs here at The Review at 76 Main Street East in Vanklig Hill, and they're all local musicians. There's Bobby Lalonde, there's Terry Gillespie, there's Ashley MacLeod, there's our good friend Patty Kelly, who was in with Ashley MacLeod back in the fall to promote the Kitchen Kaylee that was taking place in Dalkeith. Anyhow, we have a good selection. We should be proud of the different musicians we have in town. I've been playing, up until Christmas, I was playing some Imaginary Heaven, which was a recording from about 17 years ago that Ian Hepburn dug up from his archives. He had quite a few copies of it, so we offered them for sale here at The Review before Christmas. Lovely, lovely CD, and people were really commenting that they were loving the sound of it. It really sounded a lot like Lorena McKenna, kind of sound of Celtic folk, and they did a beautiful job on that CD. Anyhow, we had some copies here for sale, and people were coming in buying them. So, yes, it's kind of a limited selection, and you will hear some repetition, but that's because we're playing local musicians or people that have a local connection. In a minute, I'm going to play some music from Janie Maillet, who came into town back in the fall to shoot a music video at the Grand Barn, and came on the show here, was talking to Eddie and Sean, I think it was, and Rod Gilbank. Todd Gilbank, Rod is his pseudonym, about the music video that she was shooting at the Grand Barn. I think Taylor Ryden dropped in as well for that little session. It was a lot of fun, and her connection is that she grew up in Saint-Eugène and came back here, although she's an internationally acclaimed musician, came back to her home roots to shoot this video. So that was quite nice, and of course, we played it lots of times. We're going to play it again this evening. In fact, it's going to be the next cut that I'm going to offer you. From her CD, her latest CD, Les Valises. And I think that that's what she was shooting at the Grand Barn as well, was a cut from this CD, if I'm not mistaken. But I could be corrected on that. We'll have to see if Taylor's listening and he can give me a call. Our number, by the way, is The Review's main number, 678-3327. If you call that number, you will hear Louise's dulcet tones telling you exceptionally, because this is not our standard menu item. On Wednesday evenings, we change it so that she can give you a heads up on what you need to do to connect with us here on the air. All you have to do is push one, I think, and you'll ring right through into the studio here, and we can listen to what you have to say on the air. Or if you're a little shy or a little pressed for time, I think you can press 2, and that'll send you to a voicemail where you can leave your message. So either way, we'd love to hear from you. 678-3327. Area code, of course, is 613. And let us know what you're up to this evening, if you're listening, what you think of our music, if you're finding it repetitive, or if you're enjoying the fact that we're featuring locally recorded, locally produced, locally sourced, or locally connected music here on Vanklig FM. The voice of the community in Vanklig Hill, as we love to say. We're both on air and streaming live tonight, exceptionally. Of course, if you're hearing us online, you already know that. www.vankligfm.com is the website where you can hear this stream. If you want to share it with your friends, feel free. And of course, local listeners here in Vanklig Hill, about a 4-block radius from the main street, can hear us on 88.7 Vanklig FM. And it's all good. It's all live radio Wednesday evenings from 6 until 10 in the evening. Starting off with my show, which usually features local events and local musicians. We're going to be a little bit light on local events in terms of what's in the paper this week. You may have noticed The Review doesn't have a lot of coming events because it's the first week in January, and it takes a while for people to get up to speed again. with their activities. But we do have two or three guests hopefully coming in. Mary Thomas has agreed to come in to speak to us about the Van Cleek Hill Curling Bonspiel planned for the Van Cleek Hill Curling Club at the Curling Club starting January 17th. So I'm keeping an eye out for her coming up to the front door here at the Review on Main Street. We've also got Teresa Ketterling coming in, our journalist here at the Review. She's going to come in around 7 o'clock and give us an overview of the stories in this week's paper. It's a small paper this week, but it's got lots of really good stories in it. And Sandra Miller will be coming in as well to tell us about the state of minor hockey here in Van Cleek Hill. And I think Teresa will be handling that interview. She knows, she's written the story in the paper about that. There's several stories, I think, about the minor hockey, and is much more knowledgeable about hockey in general, I think, than I am. I have to admit that I'm a bit of a Luddite when it comes to hockey. I don't follow it very closely, but that's another story. Anyhow, all that for you coming up on Van Cleek FM this evening between 6 and 8 p.m. Stay tuned. And as promised, here's Jenny with from her CD, Les Valises. CD player skipped cut number 2 all by itself. Sorry about that, Jenny. But that was really swinging there. That was cut number 1 from her CD Les Valises called A Contretemps. And she happens to be one of the few sort of jazz blues singers that sing in French like that. You know, there's not that many of them, and she does a fantastic job. Really great to hear. Jenny performing like that in French with such aplomb and swing. Really, really nice to hear. Anyhow, let me do a couple of little community announcements here before we go back to some music. The Van Cleek Hill Business of the Year Award Dinner is taking place at the Baisley Granary Restaurant on County Road 10, just east of town here. The date for that event is January the 16th. Cocktails are at 6, followed by dinner, I imagine, around 7. There's going to be a brief general annual meeting, and then they'll get into some entertainment and have a good dinner together and have a good evening. It's $30, and space is limited, $30 per person. You can contact the Business Association by email at info@VanCleekHillBMA.org. That's Van Cleek Hill BMA, all one word, all lowercase, .org, O-R-G. To reserve your tickets for the 2014 Business of the Year Award Dinner and the BMA Annual Meeting taking place January 16th at the Baisley Granary Restaurant here in Van Cleek Hill. Another little item that I wanted to mention is that Army cadets have resumed local training here in Van Cleek Hill. They used to meet regularly for many years at VCI, and now they're back. The 57th SDNG Highlanders Army Cadet Corps will begin local weekly training at Van Cleek Hill Collegiate Institute beginning Wednesday, January 14th at 6:30 p.m. So that's for local residents between the ages of 12 and 18 years looking to participate in Army Cadets. They're welcome to go down to VCI next Monday, the 14th. Let me see now. There's something. It's not Monday. It's Wednesday. I'm sorry. Wednesday, because it's a week from today. Today's the 7th. A week from today, next Wednesday evening, January 14th at 6:30 p.m. at VCI. If you want to sign up for cadets, always a really, really great training opportunity and opportunities to learn about leadership and about team building and following orders, of course, and all sorts of fantastic activities in the fields of communication and weapons, proper handling of weapons and target practice and that kind of thing. They get into all sorts of things. So that's good news that the Army Cadets are starting up again at VCI this coming Wednesday, January 14th at 6:30 p.m. Now, the speaker series at Arbor Gallery is starting up again this coming weekend. And that's January the 10th at Arbor Gallery at 7:30 p.m. And we've got a call out to organizer Phil Arbor to see if he's available to give us a few more details about the season that he has planned. He's the organizer, and he's got several interesting talks with interesting people, as he likes to describe it. This week's speaker will be, let me see here, it's on page 8 of this week's review. It's about depression. The subtitle is The Christmas Gift That No One Wants. And I guess that's what Nicole Durocher-Bone of Apple Hill will be talking about. She's a former Van Cleek Hill resident and a social worker, has been since 1987. Bone's specialty is clinical social work, otherwise known as psychiatric social work or mental health work. And she says depression... No, I guess this is... she says depression is more common than most people believe. In fact, it may affect someone you know, someone you love, but depression can be treatable. So that's a hopeful message and probably really worthwhile going out. And if you have someone in your life or if you yourself are struggling with depression from time to time, this would be a good place to get good quality information without any strings attached. And I'm sure there's usually an opportunity for asking questions at the end of the presentation. So you could do that if you wanted to as well. It's only $6 to attend a speaker series event at Arbor Gallery. It's at 36 Home Avenue in Van Cleek Hill. And if you're not familiar with that location, you have to look for it. It's in off the road. There's two addresses or two accesses, actually. One off of Higginson Street and one off of Home Avenue. And they both go up into to the top of the hill where Arbor Gallery is located, but you can't quite see it from the road, especially from the Home Avenue direction. So you sort of have to look for the sign and go into the laneway there. And there is some parking on the property. Sometimes there's a big enough crowd that they have to park out on the street, and that's okay too. On Saturday evenings, a really popular, well-attended event, and they always offer some refreshments either during the break in the middle and intermission in the middle of the speech, the presentation, or at the end. Coffee and tea and home-baked goodies, if I remember correctly. So that's the first speaker series of the season on depression, taking place at Arbor Gallery right here in Van Cleek Hill this coming Saturday. And with that, I think I've spoken enough myself, and I'm going to hand it back over to Ashley McLeod from her CD, Hold Fast.
Like a red, red rose that's newly sprung in June. My love is like a melody so sweetly played in tune. As fair thou art, my bonny lass, so deep in love am I, and I would love thee still, my dear, though all the sea's gone dry. The wall, the sea's gone dry, my dear, and the rocks melt with the sun. I would love thee still, my dear, though the sands of time be run. So fare thee well, my bonny lass, and fare thee well a while, and I will come to you again, though it were 10,000 miles, though it were 10,000 miles, my dear, though it were 10,000 miles, I would come to you again, though it were 10,000 miles.
You, my pretty fair maiden, who are you, my honey? Who are you, my pretty fair maiden? Who are you, my honey? She answered me quite modestly, I am me mother's darling, with me to lay ya, fuddle diddle da, die me fuddle diddle dairy o. And will ye come to me mother's house when the moon is shining clearly? Oh, will ye come to me mother's house when the moon is shining clearly? I'll open the door and I'll let you in, and the devil, the one, will hear us with me to Raya. Fuddle diddle da, die me fuddle diddle dairy o. So I went to her house in the middle of the night when the moon was shining clearly. Oh, I went to her house in the middle of the night when the moon was shining clearly. She opened the door and she let me in, and the dull one did hear us with me to Raya. Fuddle diddle da, die me fuddle diddle dairy o. Horse by the bridle and the bit, and she led him to the stable. Oh, she took me horse by the bridle and the bit, and she led him to the stable. Saying there's plenty of votes for a soldier's horse, to eat them if he's able, with me to Raya. Fuddle diddle da, die me fuddle diddle dairy o. And she took me by her lily white hand, and she led me to the table. She took me by her lily white hand, and she led me to the table. Saying there's plenty of wine for a soldier's boy, to drink it if you're able, with me to Naya. Fuddle diddle da, die me fuddle diddle dairy o. Then I got up and I made the bed, and I made it nice and easy. Then I got up and I made the bed, and I made it nice and easy. I got up and I laid her down, saying, lassie, are you able? With me to da-ya, fuddle-diddle-da, diary fuddle-diddle-dairy-o. And there we lay till the break of day, and the devil the one did hear us. Oh, there we lay till the break of day, and the devil the one did hear us. Then I arose, put on me clothes, saying, lassie, I must leave you with me to Raya. Fuddle-diddle-da, diary fuddle-diddle-dairy-o. And when will you return again? And when will we get married? Oh, when will you return again? And when will we get married? When broken shells make Christmas bells, we might well get married. Me too, Raya, fuddle-diddle-da, dimey fuddle-diddle-dairy-o. With me too, Raya, fuddle-diddle-da, dimey fuddle-diddle-dairy-o.
That was Paddy McLeod. Paddy McLeod. Paddy Kelly from his CD, The Irish in Me. I've got McLeod on the brain here. We've been playing several cuts from Ashley McLeod's CD as well, so got to keep them straight. Paddy Kelly, The Irish in Me. And that, there were two cuts we just played there. The first one was, this is printing on green background. My Love is Like a Red, Red Rose. And then the one right after that, As I Rolled Out. Cuts 5 and 6 from his CD. Paddy Kelly always does a great job and a huge booster of local music. I don't know if you've ever attended the Celtic Music Hall of Fame events at the Bonnie Glen in North Glengarry, but he's always there accompanying and operating the sound system and just being a general cornerstone of the music community there in Glengarry. And it's so fun to see that he's got his own CD out now. And he actually launched it here in the fall when he came in with Ashley McLeod to publicize a Cayley that was taking place in Dalkeith. This is a CD that he's recorded at Bobby Lalonde Studio out in Fournier, and quite good. And it's for sale here at The Review if you want to stop by and pick up a copy. It's on the bookcase there just as you come in to 76 Main Street East here in Vanquish Hill. And I'm sure you'll be very pleased to have a copy of the CD. It's great local music and fun to listen to. Anyhow, we have a guest in the studio with us today. Mary Thomas has agreed to come in and talk to us. Hi, Mary.
Good evening. How are you?
Good evening. I'm well, thank you. Thank you so much for coming in and giving us a bit of your time to tell us about this great event coming up here at the Curling Club in Vanquish Hill. It's the Vanquish Hill Curling Bonspiel. Is that right? Do you say spiel or spiel?
It's spiel, spiel, but we call it the Community Bonspiel.
The Community Bonspiel. Starting up January 17th, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct.
And it goes on for a full week?
It does. It starts all day Saturday, the 17th, and then Monday through Friday of the following week. And then we have playoffs for the really keen teams on the Saturday, the 24th.
Right, right, right. And you were saying this is all in good fun. It's not really, really serious heavy-duty competition. It's just for people
to have a good time, basically. It's meant to try and expose people to curling, to come out and try it out if they've never curled, or if they only get a chance to curl once or twice a year, they can come out and play. Mm-hmm. But also to play with whomever they want. And we have businesses from the area, associations, churches,
they
some
families. Put together teams kind of thing?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, that sounds really interesting, actually. And, tell me a little bit more about that. So how does it work in terms of, are you allowed to sort of go and get a real pro to be on your team? Or?
Well, we hope not. we try and discourage that, although we don't really enforce the rules because it really is a fun event.
Yes.
We hope that people will take the opportunity to bring in non-curlers or people that don't get a chance to curl, and certainly, not members of Vanquish Hill Curling Club, if possible, or as few as possible. There's obviously some that play on each of the teams, but to expose them to the game. So, you know, we have, as I said, we have churches that put together teams.
Mm-hmm. And businesses as well.
And businesses. Yeah. I mean, we've had many of the local businesses that are in. I mean, Hunter's Plumbing, yes. Bowe's Brewery. I said most of the churches in town have put in teams over the years.
That's great. And from my point of view, I've never curled and never even tried it, but I'm just thinking I would want to have at least one or two sort of people who know what they're doing on the team to give me a little bit of guidance. So it sounds like it's designed to match up a little bit of experienced players with novices and have them play together that way.
It usually works out that way. I mean, there's usually one of the organizations or businesses, whatever it may be, they tend to have, there's a, some sort of a connection to the curling club by one person at least.
Yes.
So that just gives them
show
somebody.
Show them the ropes kind of thing.
That's right.
Yeah.
And
where to go,
you know,
what to
but
do.
But certainly, even if you don't, I mean, there's always people at the club that will sort of walk you through the basics, help you out.
Okay.
So it's pretty open to anybody. Sounds, but I mean, we've had families. You don't have to be an association. I mean, we have a farm.
Oh, yeah.
Put in teams. Some of the local farms.
Yes.
Families have just said, you know, their children want to try it out.
Yeah.
It's a good opportunity to come out and try it out.
Yeah, that's great. I remember many years ago, I think you probably still do this. You had, I think it was Rochelle Anderson that was organizing that, the young people coming out and doing beginner curling on Saturday mornings or something. My son participated in that many moons ago.
Well, we've had various types of junior curling for sure at the club. I mean, I did it a number of years ago for a few years on weekends. Mm-hmm. Now I believe they do it Friday nights.
Okay.
Sort of after school.
Yeah.
To allow the kids to come in after school.
That's a great idea.
So it's necessary. We've got to keep rebuilding the game.
Yes.
You've got to keep getting people that will be, you know, if not actively curling now, at least if you get them a little bit interested, they may come back to the game in a few years.
Yes. I was just looking at the article in this week's review that Tara Kirkpatrick wrote, that this is in the January 7th edition on page 9. The curling Bonspiel. She did an article about the Bonspiel here in Vanclakil, and there's one, I'm not sure if it's a Bonspiel or just a curling fun day in Brownsburg on February the 7th. Mm-hmm. And I can give the contact information for that as well at the end of the interview here. But she mentions that curling came to North America at the Montreal Club in 1807. I mean, that's a long time ago. There's a long, long tradition of curling here in Canada. It's quite impressive. One of the first organized sports in North America, according to this article here. So, and I'm sure, I mean, Tara does good research. I'm sure this is founded on fact. And you were saying, Mary, that it's a very social game, that it's a lot of lighthearted get-togethers and food is usually a part of the event.
Definitely.
And this is the case this Saturday, I think, as well.
It is. I mean, just generally, curling is very social because it is one of the few sports where in the process of playing a game, you're able to talk to both your own team and the opposition teams, which doesn't happen in that many sports.
That's
usually
true.
People are running all over the place and aren't in a position to talk. So it does allow that kind of interaction. And of course, everyone's encouraged to sit around after the game and have a drink, whether it be alcoholic or otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that encourages the social. But
they're starting off with a community breakfast on the 17th.
That's right.
Yeah.
So on the Saturday, we have a breakfast, which is open to anybody. You don't have to be in the Bonspiel.
Oh, is that right?
You can just, hopefully there'll be enough food. But you can just come in on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I think it runs basically between 8. I'm not sure the exact hours. Usually it's between about 8 to noon.
Okay.
And the breakfast is available, and the curling will start in the morning, so it'll be going on while the breakfast is still on.
Okay.
And
so this is an opportunity for the different teams to get to know each other and meet up and.
Yep, definitely, and other family members that maybe aren't curling will come out and sort of can have breakfast and support their teams if they're playing in the morning on Saturday.
What a great idea on a cold winter's morning to go to the curling club and just hanging out with people and.
And there won't be too much cross country. I doubt. I'm not a cross country skier, but I doubt there'll be too much cross country skiing going on given the ice and lack of snow.
Yes.
So Yes. So that's something else, some other reason to be inside the curling
club. That's a good point, actually. Yes, for sure. All those cross-country skiers, you know, they're going to have to wait for a little bit of powder or whatever, better groomed trails to come along. So they might as well drop over to the curling club on, I was going to say Derby Street, but it's on...
Bond Street.
That's Bond. Right. Yeah, I should know. I go to yoga at the... seniors hall there, Centre d'accueil, I think it's called.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. And I just wanted to mention here, let me see now. So it continues on for the whole week. How many teams can play at one time at the curling club? Is it got like parallel
sheets? Two sheets of ice, so okay. Four teams, basically. Okay. Yeah. Two games going on at a time. So four teams can play. We normally try and, you know, accommodate people. There's two games in the round robin portion of it, which would be Saturday and during the week.
Yes.
And we allow the teams to pretty much pick when they can play.
Okay.
Or we try and accommodate as best as possible, obviously, given the difficulties of scheduling. Yes. Sometimes have to twist people's arms to take... maybe their second choice, but that's how it works. So, you know, we try to have anywhere between 24 and 32 teams.
Wow, that's really impressive.
So it's been, and we've been lucky the last number of years, we've been 28 or 32, which is great.
And during the week, what are the hours that the curling takes place during the weekdays?
Regular curling or the Bonds? This community, it runs from 7 until 10. So there's 6 end games, so approximately an hour and a half. So from 7 to 8:30 and then 8:30 to 10.
I see. Okay. Yeah.
And the same thing. There's 6 ends on Saturday. So we'd start probably around 9 in the morning on Saturday and run through until around 4. Depends on how many teams want to play on a Saturday. Yeah. Sometimes some teams have to play both of their games on a Saturday for whatever reason. So said we try and accommodate.
Yeah. And I noticed that you ended off as well with a nice meal. There's a luncheon, I think, on the 24th.
Yes, that's included in the entry fee. Right. It's a $50 entry fee per team. And
so that's and only that like includes a
chili. That
person.
Includes a chili lunch.
Yeah,
it's
quite a good
end.
Deal. Yeah, yeah. Excellent. So as you say, no curling experience is required to participate, and entries play on a first come first serve basis. So I guess when they get there, you must have a big board, a schedule board where you sort of map out the games.
Well, I think the first come first serve is actually to get into the Bonspiel now. Then Ron Duncan and I, between us, will do the scheduling.
Oh, okay.
And we'll phone everybody.
Yes.
You know, a day or two ahead of Saturday.
Okay.
The start, and we'll tell them these are your times.
Okay, that sounds like a big job.
They only show up when they're expected to play.
Right. Okay.
And
so the deadline for submissions is this coming Saturday, the 10th. To get their submissions.
Well, we say the 10th because we're trying to get everybody in as early as possible, but that's really, you know, early next week is Monday or Tuesday.
We usually
accept stragglers for sure. As I said, it's just we're trying to motivate people to let us know as soon as possible.
Sounds like a very user-friendly organization all in all. I mean, although I've never curled, I've been to many, many events at the curling club, and it's a very homey and welcoming place. There's a great,
it is. It's very...
Great bar in the middle of the location.
Very comfortable club, I think, to be
it is.
Around.
And you've got the big windows to look out over the sheets of ice if you just want to watch the action from there in the comfort of the nice heated room. And it's a really, really sounds like a great opportunity.
In between games, there's two large screen TVs for other sports, although occasionally there's fighting over the remotes. But
so if there's a big hockey game going on or something, you don't have to miss it.
That's right.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, well, I'm going to give your contact information, Mary, so that people can either call you or send you an email if they're interested in getting more information about this event, or if they just want to let you know that they want to register. Let me see here. Your phone number is 678-3035. That's it. Area code 613, of course, 678-3035. Or you can email Mary at mthomas, and that's M-T-H-O-M-A-S 25, all one word, all lowercase, at simpatico.ca. So mthomas25 at simpatico.ca. www.mary.ca for Mary's email address, or 678-3035 for her telephone number. And you were saying Ron Duncan as well as a contact person for this.
Yes, Ron Duncan is. I can give you his phone number. Okay, I can't remember his email off the top of my head. He's at 613-678-2744.
2744, that's right. I called him yesterday actually to see if which one of you two would be available on the show. Yeah,
so
678-2744 for Ron Duncan. Another contact person to call if you want to get more information about this community bond spiel happening at the Van Cleek Hill Curling Club, starting January 17th and continuing through until January 24th. And as we mentioned, there's a breakfast to launch it on the 17th, and then a luncheon on the 24th to sort of for people to brag about how fantastically they played during the week.
Of course, and collect their prizes if they win something.
There will be there's a playoff and there's sort of little awards or something.
Yeah, there's small prizes. Yes. We're not encouraging that's by providing large, but there are token prizes
it's about playing the game, right? And having fun.
And some of the prizes are donated by the teams, which is very nice.
Yeah, that's neat. Yeah. And you were saying companies like Bose and others.
That's right. We've had we've had a number of local companies and, as I said, other churches, associations come in. Yes. And VCI teachers always put a team in and often PCPS. And so that's...
And farming families
put a team in? That's right. Pretty much anybody. You can find a way to make an association or a group however you want.
So cool.
But if I can just mention, Scotiabank is sponsoring the event, so we'd like to thank them very much for that support.
Once again, so and, Scotiabank here in Van Cleek Hill is such a supportive community events in and around Van Cleek Hill, and so I understand they're sort of matching the funds for this event.
That's right.
That's fantastic.
And also, if there's any other information, it's on the information regarding the bond spiel is on the website at vancleekhillcurling.ca.
www.vancleekhillcurling.ca, all lowercase, all one word. And you were saying there's even an entry form that they can download and fill there on the website. So really well organized. Thanks for so much, Mary, for telling us about this event.
You're very welcome. And thank you for having me.
Oh, it was
a
pleasure.
And I hope to see some of your listeners.
Yes, for sure. We'll tell them to go up to you and identify themselves if they heard about it on the radio. Thanks, Mary.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. Thank you. So that was from Ashley MacLeod's CD, Hold Fast, from an old Scottish saying that used to be quite current. It was Hold Fast MacLeod, I think. That's what she named her CD after, Hold Fast MacLeod. It's just plain old Hold Fast. Local music for this local program, Van Cleek FM. My name is Jean Sarrazin. I'm here at 76 Main Street East in Van Cleek Hill. And we're coming to you live this evening from 6 until 8 p.m. At 8 p.m., Sean Cooley from Bose Brewery comes in and brings us Van Cleek Cooley. He'll be joined by Eddie, I think, Eddie Earwig tonight, and they're going to talk about New Year's resolutions and what a bad idea they are. They're always coming up with these counterculture kind of ideas for programs. But anyway, New Year's resolutions are a bad idea and don't even think of making one, according to Sean and Eddie tonight from 8 till 10 on Van Cleek Cooley. Something to look forward to. And of course, Sean will be bringing us his rap and hip-hop music and beat music, something, a genre of music that he's very, very knowledgeable of and has been there, attended many concerts and met many of those musicians, especially the Canadian ones that are a smaller number than American rap singers. Anyhow, we have a guest in the studio. Sandra Miller has come in to join us. Hi, Sandra.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Good. Thanks for coming in. You're going to be talking to us about minor hockey. And of course, Teresa Kettling, our journalist here at The Review, has joined me at the table as well. Hi, Teresa.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. You were back from a visit to
New Brunswick,
yes. Your home province, over Christmas. Did you have a good time there?
Yeah, it was really nice.
Good. Always nice to get back to the family. How was the weather in New Brunswick?
Oh, it rained. I think maybe like here. It was really warm. Yeah. And then it came back here and it's just...
And are they going through this cold snap now as well?
Do you know? I think so. Yeah. It's usually pretty similar. Yeah.
Sounds like it's actually countrywide. I think we're even folks in British Columbia are having road closures and whatnot from the snow. So
end of days.
We're unified across the country under the spell of Chris, the... winter weather. Anyhow, Sandra, you're here to talk to us about minor hockey. And I think, Teresa, you've written a couple of articles for the paper about events. You folks just celebrated your 35th approx anniversary. Yeah. So I'm going to hand it over to you, Teresa, and take it away. And you guys can have a chat about minor hockey here in Van Cleek Hill.
Okay, cool. So I don't know, maybe we could start about the 35th anniversary. Do you remember why the association wanted to celebrate its anniversary this year with a tournament?
Yeah, well, every year there's the All-Star Game for all of District 3, and we wanted to host it this year because it's our 35th anniversary. We thought it'd be a good opportunity to do it and celebrate our 35th at the same time as hosting the All-Star Game. It was a lot of fun.
So can you tell for people who weren't there kind of what went on during the day and... what events were happening?
Yeah, there was All-Star Games for teams from Adam up to Midget. And at just before the Pee Wee game at 12:30, we had the opening ceremony, and we invited past presidents from, I think the earliest one was in the 80s that we had. We had Jim Warner, Paul Emile Duval, Fred Richardson, Kevin Allen.
There were a lot of people.
Yeah, there was a lot of people. The rink was, the red carpet was full. Yeah. So we introduced past presidents and gave just a short description of what they've done in the association. So it was great. It was a lot of fun and a lot of people attended. So.
And there's a new Zamboni too, and there was a donation to do with that as well?
Yeah, the Optimist Club donated $15,000 towards the cost of the Zamboni, and it was, I guess, introduced officially on that day as well.
Yeah. And so I guess now we've been hearing that the Van Cleek Hill Minor Hockey Association might be undergoing some changes over the next year or so. Can you talk a bit about what's bringing that on?
Yeah. We're not sure yet what's to come this year, but there's a possibility that we may have to merge with Hawkesbury just because the numbers are lower and... we're not having enough numbers to make teams and at certain levels. For instance, this year we would not have had an Adam team if we wouldn't had transfers from Hawkesbury, and the same thing with the Bantam, and we had no Peewee team, and that's the second year in a row that we have no Peewee team, so our numbers are lower, and plus Rep B was created a couple years ago. Actually, this is the third year, so a lot of our players go there as well. So, we have players going there. We have players going to Cobras, which is Double A. so our numbers go down and it makes it more difficult to make teams.
Okay, so there are more clubs in general, and so you're losing kids in that way?
Well, there's one additional club, the Rep B, but it seems more and more are going Cobras, I guess, because our players are developing more and they're becoming talented, and they're going to Cobras where they're playing competitively, and so that's great for them.
So what are kind of the next steps? Do you know how it would work, a merger with Hawkesbury?
Yeah, we have to, basically what they're going to be doing, they're going to be sending a letter out to all the members of Vanklik Hill Minor Hockey and Hawkesbury, letting them know that we're looking at a merger and the reasons why. One of the options was Champlain is not considered, like, part of Champlain, they play in Hawkesbury, and part plays with us. It depends where they are.
Right.
So they had looked at changing the boundaries, but then if they change the boundaries, then Hawkesbury might have the problem we're having now. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of
complicated.
Yeah, that's it. They think the easiest would be if we'd merge then. Mm-hmm. And then they want players to be playing at their level. So let's say a player is really strong, he'd be playing, for example, in Novice B instead of Novice C. So mm-hmm. they want players to play at their level, so with more higher numbers, and they'd be able to do that as well. So what we want to do is send the letter out, and then we'd like to meet the parents to see what their opinion is, because they're the ones who have to deal with it. And after that, the executive would vote on it, and then, depending what happens, if it's a go or not, then we take the steps to merge. And so there'd be no more Vanklik Hill Minor Hockey Association, no more Hawkesbury, we'd become one.
Right. Do you anticipate parents having a problem with it? Or?
There was talk of a merger, I'm trying to remember how long ago it was, and there was a meeting, I remember, at the Vanklik Hill Arena, and it was, voted down, and a lot of people showed up to vote it down. I have to admit, I was one of them. I wasn't in favor of a merger at that time. But I think the time has come where we're not going to have a choice if we want to survive, if we want our kids to play hockey.
Right. Where do you think the concern comes from then?
Well, from...
Like for you, where
was... Well, in my day, when I was in high school, there was a big rivalry between Hawkesbury and Vanklik Hill. I don't know that still exists. I mean, because a lot of the kids play together. Like in Rep B, they play together, and in Cobras, they could play together.
Right.
And also all the kids that have, transferred in from Hawkesbury. So I don't know. I don't think that's a problem anymore, but... I don't know, maybe some parents from Hawkesbury won't want to drive to Vanklik Hill for practices, but actually the Adam parents, we've had a lot of transfers in Adam this year, and they don't seem to have a problem with it, so maybe it won't be a problem at all, but we,
Right. Would parents be driving sometimes to Hawkesbury and sometimes staying here? Is that
That's right. And so let's say if you have two kids or three kids and you have a practice in Hawkesbury and Vanklik Hill, it could be difficult sometimes to get your kids organized properly. So,
And what about the mascot? Would it change or stay the same? Or?
Yeah, well, if we'd merge, I think we'd have to change. It wouldn't be the Cougars and it wouldn't be the Hawks. We'd have to come up with a whole new name just to make it, make it fair, I think, to both towns.
Yeah, totally new.
Yeah,
Like a merger of the two somehow.
Yeah, yeah.
Cougar with wings or maybe not.
I think they did that with the Griffins, though, because it's kind of it's kind of like, because it's St. Isidore, Vanklik Hill, and Hawkesbury, so it's Hawks, Eagles, and Cougars, so they kind of made a, the Griffins,
So the letter is being sent out soon?
Yeah, it should be in the next, this week or next week, it should be going out to parents, and, when we had a meeting of just some members of Vanklik Hill and Hawkesbury, of the executive, and it was said, we'll just send the letter out and then we'll vote. But when we brought that to our executive, they said, no, we should have a meeting with the parents and get their input first before taking any decision, which is much more fair and,
So that you can address everyone's concerns.
That's right, yeah. And if someone has ideas, too, maybe they can have input and, if we do go ahead with the merger.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That'd be great, yeah.
Very good. Well, thanks, Teresa and Sandra for enlightening us on what's going on with minor hockey in Vanklik Hill. It's been around for a long time, but I guess it's under threat, so people are going to have to step forward and sort of voice what they think would be best.
Yep.
For everyone concerned, I guess it's always hard to get a consensus, but I guess that's the challenge for organizers right now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well. Keep us posted. I know you're a regular contributor to the Review newspaper, and you're always sending in descriptions of the games and who scored and who assisted and that kind of thing. We really appreciate that. So, I guess as things develop here, you know, maybe you can keep us posted.
Yeah, no problem. Am I going to get to sing now, or you
know? Absolutely. So if you want to sing.
After you get me off the air, then you're going to be singing.
That could be for a whole other show if you want. That would be a lot of fun. but maybe you could come back again on the show and after the sort of the dust settles on the restructuring and reorganizing and everything, and let us know how
sure,
it goes.
Sure, I'd be happy to.
That'd be great. Okay, thanks again.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to go to Cut of Music now. I've got Terry Gillespie lined up with a cut from his CD, the Brother of the Blues CD. It's all in denim blue. It's kind of neat. And this is Terry and the Granary Band, he calls it, because these are the people that join him at the Baisley Granary every third Tuesday of the month. It's usually, he's down at the Granary. He calls it Blues on Tues. Anyway, this cut is cut number 3 from that CD, and it's called Big Boy. Girls do.